starring Steve McQueen and a cast of exciting young people.
It's the Blob. It's a script of the fucking Blob. That's what she's talking about. We don't know how to stop it. It's out of control. It's not even here yet. It's killing people and it can't be stopped. It's the script of the Blob. And I say that and with heavy emphasis on the word script, right? See, that's where us good old timers come in because we know all this stuff. Kids today, a Blob. What does this have to do with Oprah? That was a movie from what, 58? Steve McQueen's first movie? Steve McQueen! Did he sing backup for Freddie Mercury? Who's this McQueen guy? I mean, today's guy. Just a quick recap. I just want to go over this again because we played a couple clips. Walensky advised that the threat of a variant that is immune to the current vaccines is the reason more Americans should be vaccinated in a bid to contain the virus and its mutations. She contradicts herself 4 or 5 times in that sentence. So you need to be vaccinated for a variant that is immune to vaccinations. Do you understand what's going on here? These people are professional fucking liars. Think I'm wrong? Oh, okay. Let's take a little look at this fucking bitch. Oh, I forgot to play it. I gotta play the warning. It's by law, as a matter of fact. Sorry, by law, we have to play that crazy bitch warning for the folks out there. As a warning, now you say to yourself, let's take a look at this broad. How did she get where she's at? Because she has no discernible pedigree. Unless going to Ivy League schools and big name medical schools is an accomplishment. Plenty of people do that. They don't run the CDC. Arguably the most powerful medical professional in the world right now is this bird brain broad. And how can she say these things? How does she know what to say? How does she know? How can she predict a variant that's unknown, that's not even going to be able to be handled? By big pharma injections. Oh, what happens when they roll that one out? Oh, stay in your house. The Blob's coming. That's why I played the fucking trailer from the Blob. It's the script from the Blob. Okay, who comes up with these scripts? Writers, Hollywood writers. We'll scare the hell out of these people right now. We're going to tell them something's coming. The Blob's coming. It's so crazy that if you're not vaccinated, you're really not protected, even though vaccinations don't even protect you from the Blob. But it's so scary that you have no other choice but to go out and just get vaccinated. My God. This is propaganda. This is polished bullshit. Now you look at her. She went to Harvard and all these things. Of course. John Hopkins, Harvard, blah, 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 blah. It's no surprise, okay? She went to all the great schools, but what has she done since then? How does she get this position? She hasn't done anything. She wrote a paper. She wrote a COVID-19 paper in November 2020. Oh my God. And then she was magically selected by President Biden to run the CDC, to take over for another dope, another criminal. And this broad is a criminal. Anyway, I'll explain it to you in a minute. The scary thing is, she doesn't realize it. And you understand why, shortly. And don't forget, guys, there's no Senate confirmation for a CDC director. If there was, Redfield would have never made it. And this broad's history would have popped up, and her family's history. Let's go into that. I know people who know the old man. Doesn't always come back to the old man. Tucker Carlson. Gayle King. How do you think these people get in power? You think it just happens? They're upstarts. They're self-starters who pull themselves up by their bootstraps. They're just incredible fucking achievers. Bullshit. Bullshit. The kids are not all right. Walensky, born Rachel Paula Bursoff. Father Edward Bursoff. Edward Bursoff founded BTG Inc., served as its chief executive and president. He sold the company to Titan Corporation. He was elected to the board of Titan in February 2002. Holds board positions with a number of other organizations. Prior to BTG founding it in 1982, Bursoff was president of CTEC. Previously, as an officer in the U.S. Army, he was assigned to the NASA's Electronics Research Center. NASA. Electronics Research Center. Just take an A out of NASA. You understand where this guy's from. NSA. Bursoff was inducted into the Hall of Fame at the 2019 Greater Washington Government Contractors Awards. What does all that mean, Payne? I mean, it seems somewhat harmless. The guy thought, it's just like, he's a regular guy. He's just a regular guy. Okay. Let's tell you what it means. Let's look into Titan Corporation. Titan Corporation. United States-based company with its headquarters in San Diego, California. Was acquired by L3 Communications, 2005. Operated as a Titan Group. Founded in 81, Titan specialized in providing information and communication products, solutions, and services for intelligence agencies. The Department of Homeland Security, State Department, Central Intelligence Agency, hello, NSA. Hello. Titan provided information system solutions, support services, and communication products to the United States federal government. Specifically, the Departments of Defense. The DIA. The CIA. The military intelligence. The deep state. Remember the shadow knows? You're goddamn right the shadow knows. Without the shadow government, Walensky never makes it to the CDC. Daddy's little girl is all grown up now. Willing to wreak fucking havoc on you. Another propaganda play. Another intel child. We've been fucking your favorite Josie and the Pussycats cartoon. Just playing drums and guitar, hanging out with the crew. These kids of Intel. Heavyweights. Are the ones fucking up your world. You think they got there on their own? Give me a motherfucking break. Titan was a defense company. Revenue of $171 million and upwards. Titan bought two companies, Visicom and Delfin Systems. Expanded its computer business for the Central Intelligence Agency, Department of Defense, etc. In recent years, like many other defense companies, Titan diversified through a series of acquisitions. The firm got into the linguistic business. Linguistics. Oh. Linguistics. In the wake of 9/11, after it bought Walensky's father's business. Walensky's dad had a $10 million a year military contract dating back to 1999 and beyond, when the demand for linguists grew after the United States launched the War on Terror. So did the size of Titan's contracts. Oh, you name it. You name it, they got contracts with everybody. Army, all the folks we already mentioned. Titan had a $54.8 million contract with the Airborne Warning and Control System to support the development of spy planes. Also had $1 million contracts to design war games for the U.S. Navy. Oh, kind of like the war game that's being designed, it has been designed against you. The one we started to spell out March, March 2020, and the one just in February, March 2021, we told you this was a fucking game. We told you this was a script. We told you how it was going to play out on Hotwire. Might be time to dip into your pocket and get in the fucking know and support what we're doing here. And the woman who's running the fucking CDC, her old man's got a history of designing war games for the U.S. Navy, etc. With everything else I just said. Are you starting to understand how this works? Are you? I hope so. You think this innocent-looking, crying jag soccer mom type is just out there? Cares about you? She was just talking about impending doom. It's all part of the war game, folks. They deal with the U.S. Army Space and Missile Defense Command contracts, U.S. Northern Command, U.S. Joint Task Force Civil Support. It goes on and on and on. Nuclear. Contract to provide a full range of planning, analysis, exercise, and information technology services for chemical, biological, radiological, nuclear, and high-yield explosive consequence management operations. Let me read that again. A full range of planning, analysis, exercise, and information technology services for chemical, biological, radiological, nuclear, high-yield explosive consequence management operations. For your government. Boy, isn't that strange? We're just, aren't we in the middle of a chemical, biological consequence management operation right now? Hello, is this thing on? Is this thing on? Hello? Hello, is this on? Hello? Don't worry. As a public military contractor, the company employed some of the personnel who were implicated in the prisoner abuse scandal at Abu Ghraib prison, 2004. Involving mostly Titan and other employees, the U.S. Army found that contractors were involved in 36% of the Abu Ghraib proven incidents, identified six employees as individually culpable. Oh, but don't worry, it's okay. None of the personnel were prosecuted or charged. Process was in the company being acquired by Lockheed Martin. But the attempted merger fell through after the bad publicity. About prisoner torture. On March 2005, the company admitted to illegally providing $2 million to the 2001 re-election campaign of President Mitoh Kyawkwo of Benin and agreed to pay $28.5 million in fines and civil penalties. Yeah, isn't that what you do? You pump millions of dollars into foreign fucking elections? Do you understand what this company is? This is a cutout. The whole thing's a cutout. Titan pleaded guilty and paid the largest penalty under the Foreign Corrupt Policies Practices Act in the history for bribery and filing false tax returns. This is your director. This is the pedigree. This is the legacy of the CDC director. Titan Corp briefly partnered with Skyway Communications and owned stock in several corporations related to Skyway. Skyway's former DC-9 aircraft was captured in 2006 with 5.5 tons of cocaine on board. Investigation of the cocaine bust led to the discovery that Titan had employed Markham Charms, a Lebanese national. I think it's supposed to be Chams, not Charm. Employed Lucky Charms, a leprechaun who liked to transport cocaine. Markham Charms, I think it's the name. It's a Lebanese national. Charms owned a Quick Check convenience store in Venice, Florida, where the biggest overseas money transfers to 9/11 terrorists from the UAE was sent, according to testimony of FBI agents during the 9/11 commission. Put that in your fucking hat. Put that in your syringe and smoke it. Let's cover that again. I just want to hear that. Hold on. Hold on. Look into the eyes of the sun. But mama, that's where the fun is. I needed a drink. Titan briefly partnered with Skyway Communications and owned stock in several other corporations related to Skyway. Cut out, cut out, cut out, cut, cut out of cutouts. Skyway's former DC-9 aircraft, tail number N900 Sierra Alpha, was captured in April 2006 with 5.5 tons of cocaine on board. And that led to the discovery that Titan had employed Markham Charms, a Lebanese national, and Charms owned a Quick Check convenience store in Venice, Florida, where the biggest overseas money transfer to 9/11 terrorists, $70,000 from the UAE, was sent, according to testimony from the FBI. Of course, the second biggest money transfer to the 9/11 terrorists, $50,000 transfer, bank transfer from Germany, that's covered in my book. We were involved indirectly with that, but still very telling. So, there's nothing to see here, folks. Nothing to see. Walensky, totally legit. Got there on her medical fucking pedigree. Got there on her own. She's just a talented doctor whose father... we just went into his father. Her father. You can't even fucking make this up. All you got to do is do your fucking homework. You don't even have to be a genius out here to figure this stuff out. You just have to believe what I'm telling you about this whole thing being a scheme. If it's not a scheme, why are all these intel cutouts, children of intel cutouts, who themselves are basically cutouts? We see this happening, the quote-unquote deep state, right? These aren't people that just apply for a job out of college. These are people who are placed in these things. Their grandparents were involved. Their parents were involved. And now they're third generation scoundrels, etc. You can't make it up. And with that being said, we don't need to say another fucking word about Walensky. Other than that, she's completely full of shit. Oh, is this a land of the free? And she got to where she's at on her own laurels. There's a blob coming. You're all going to die. Thanks. Thanks. Where'd you get that one? Was that on the same DC-9 with the 5.5 fucking tons of cocaine? With the trafficker tied to 9/11 fucking terrorists? Is that where you found that at, Walensky? Well, you have to ask your dad. Where's her dad at right now? Hanging out with Tucker Carlson's dad? and Gail King's dad, except it goes on and on and on. These are just the things we fucking uncover. Now, keep this in mind, what I just said to you. It should be very enlightening to you. Keep this in mind with the rest of the show as we talk about the CDC. So I see another headline. And as I cruise, so I see two more headlines about the CDC, maybe more. There's two. The next two stories are CDC. So we'll talk about those. Keep those in mind. And perhaps you'll see things through a different prism now. It's the whole intention of this show, folks. Folsom Prison, not for the haves and the anointed ones, like this Walensky. CDC confirms that the viral loads in vaccinated people with Delta likely infectious. Oh, it's likely now, right? Yesterday it was infectious. Now it's likely infectious. That's why the masks are really necessary. Not because there's a blob coming that's going to be so fucking brutal that it won't even protect against vaccinations. So you should wear a mask. Understand the insanity? That type of high-level bullshit can only come from a fucking polished fucking spy, tradecraft, etc. Just explain the infrastructure there. Should make more sense to you. As the Associated Press notes, Walensky cited data from the last few days, still unpublished, by the way, taken from 100 samples from vaccinated and unvaccinated individuals, COVID infections. They found that the amount of virus in the noses and throats of vaccinated infected people was nearly indistinguishable from what was found in unvaccinated people, confirming what some experts have suspected. And what Payne has said for months, the increased viral load associated with the Delta variant appears to make vaccinated people equal spreaders of the virus. Walensky said that the data was concerning enough that we feel like we have to act.
You are number 6. I am not a number. I am a free man.
No, you're right. You're a number. So I'm confused by Deep State Walensky, by CIA Rochelle. Are you putting the masks back on because vaccinated people spread COVID, or are you putting it on because the blob's coming to kill us all? Are you going to pick one? Or it's a shotgun approach, which is part of tradecraft. It's part of intel tradecraft. We use a shotgun approach. People are stupid. We can trick them. Some will get partial spray here, the shotgun. Some other people will get partial spray of the blast, but it covers us. So we'll use a multiple fucking tier approach to fool the public. It's tradecraft. We'll keep them so fucking confused they won't know what their name is. That's tradecraft. That's high-level tradecraft. That's what you're seeing play out here. I don't think this bird brain came up with it herself. Not even close. Again, we have people inside CDC. We have people inside these places. I can't say specifically where. And, of course, who. Laid all this out for us months ago. How the fuck would we know about it? I don't know anything about medicine. So what is it? I don't know. She's saying, oh my God. And of course she says, infections in vaccinated people are still vastly less severe than those among the unvaccinated. Says who? Like I said, oh, you're breaking that stat down? Where's that data? Where's that fucking science? Where are those stats at? You don't have them. Editor's note here. Funny how they never considered the tests were falsely flagging people for COVID when high cases were advantageous to the narrative in their pocketbooks. Oh, of course. These young bucks get it. I love these guys. And don't forget, we talked about it yesterday, the CDC is replacing the PCR test, as one very astute member of our community pointed out, because the PCR test can't differentiate between the coronavirus 19, starting at the new theater. Coronavirus 19, it's the blob, you're all gonna die. It just ain't the police, chief. Sergeant, come with me, it's out of control. It can't differentiate between the CCP virus, so to speak, and the flu. So wait a minute. If the PCR test couldn't differentiate and doesn't differentiate between the flu and COVID-19, that means all the data previously has been askew? What? We've already been through a couple flu seasons here, right? The CDC didn't tell us that? Of course they knew this. They knew this. It's all a fucking joke. It's a joke on you, and it's a joke on me. It's unfucking believable, really, in many ways. All the actors are lined up, but he's playing their role. They get the flu season coming up, and as we talked about it on one of the recent Hot Wires, Pfizer and friends are gearing up for a big, big-ass fucking flu season. Oh, they got their boosters on. They got the FDA. Everybody's in on it. Going to make a lot of money, so they have to be able to have a test that tells you you got the flu. You don't have coronavirus. Where was this? Why didn't they scrap the PCR test a year and a half ago? They knew this a year and a half ago. Oh, because they could jack the PCR test up. At the beginning of the show, the individual to Mike, San Diego, said, so you're jacking it up to a 45 threshold, and it's false positive city, and then you're basing your national numbers on that. It's fake science. That's why they didn't scrap it. But now as we reported on Hotwire, and you got to listen to these things. It's fucking unbelievable. Big Pharma plans on cashing in big time on the flu. They're going to bring the flu back. Just say, the flu's coming back. It's like the blob. Run for your life. Yeah, I've been there. I fought the law and the law won. I'll tell you what, though. They may have won the battle, but I'm winning the war. Because now I'm behind the mic. And I can't be silenced. And we got a lot of smart people that are gathering and contributing to each other on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. And so, you know, jump in, folks, because we could use the help. And this isn't some, like, GoFundMe donation where you don't get anything back. The return on investment here, I'm told, is more than worthwhile from these smart folks we have. Interacting with other smart folks, and when you get smart people together, unlike Twitter, which is a collection of cement heads, and worse, you get what my dad used to tell me something. You get what you pay for. And it's been repeated many times over. Return on investment on the truth. Make an investment in the truth. Make an investment in the truth. You get access to Pain After Dark, the videos, Pain in the Morning, the videos, and the incredible chatter and the banter and the intel swapping. I've said it before. It's more of a growing an intel operation than it is having anything to do with a podcast. These people are bright. We need good places to get intel. We need people who talk the truth. We need main street folks, like your neighbors, etc. Your fellow man out here, we're all in this together. We need bright people to help solve these problems. And solving them for the world is for the birds at this point, I'll tell you. You're on your own out here, and we're on our own. We have to look out for our folks. Look out for ourselves and our folks. not try to save the world. Let's focus on saving ourselves first and being 2-3 steps ahead of these tyrants. Let's focus on that. And that's what we've been doing. And of course, the community on there and their contributions with links and intel and suggestions, recommendations, and findings, just plain old-fashioned intel, human intel, and OSINT, open source intel, has been fantastic. And I put it up against anybody, and we appreciate it. On patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. So, folks, jump the hell in. What have you got to lose? It's a game changer for many people. And, of course, the platforms that we have on there, the souped up muscle car that we call a hot wire, etc. And if you're on the fence, what are you waiting for? Time's a wasting. Jump in. My God, you can always jump out of. If it's the worst thing in the world, you can jump out. This isn't the government. This isn't the Hotel California where you can check in but never leave. You don't like it? You can skedaddle.